Hi, Bob Green, back in from a tremendous visit to Israel and parts of Europe. And I'd like you to join me this coming Sunday night at 9 when I'd love to play some of the fantastic European hits that are never heard here. Some of the hits you really never hear from parts of Italy, France, and Israel. In Florence, believe it or not, it's a group called the Motowns, the number one song there. In Rome. A group called the Giganti and La Bomba Atomica, the atomic bomb. That's a very big song there. What do we have here? Maybe a little bit of the Motown sound? Who knows? I guess not. All right, that's Dici Confini, another big song over there. Of course, there are many, many songs that are familiar to us as well.
Sunny. Ce matin encore, c'était l'hiver.
Yes, indeed. Be sure and join us, will you, this Sunday at 9 p.m. We'll play a whole bunch of terrific European hits we picked up on our travels, and I think, really, that you're going to enjoy it. See you at 9 Sunday.
Decorate that drumstick, baby. Decorate that drumstick, baby.
Be one of five first prize winners of Longines wristwatches worth more than $100.
All you do is decorate the drumstick from your Thanksgiving turkey.
All entries must be postmarked no later than Wednesday, November 30th.
Send all entries to Drumstick, WKNR, Box 1300, Detroit 31.
The most original ones will win. But remember, don't use any other bones. Just
decorate that drumstick, baby.
Ho, 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 ho! On Keener 13, you know what I mean. Letter from Santa that's making the scene. Monday is the day we begin.
It begins Monday, your chance to win a Keener transistor radio on the Letter from Santa game. I guess anybody can win in Keener's Lucky License game.
Oh, you never can tell.
Oh. Well, let's see. As the WKNR chief accountant, it's my distinct pleasure to make out your check, Mrs. Starkey.
Yeah, I know you're going to goof it up.
No, I don't intend to do that. Now, let's just see how much we've won.
I don't even know.
Well, Mrs. Starkey, it says here, let's see, $316, I believe it is.
We're happy to say it. We've got another Keener Lucky License winner.
This is Mrs. Irene Starkey, and I have just won $316 in the Keener Lucky License game. It pays to listen to Keener.
Well, I'm glad you're so happy about it, Miss Starkey. I hope that it was not too much of a shock to you.
This is shock, my gosh.
Yeah, shock.
Oh,
yes.
I don't even know what I was doing.
Keener 13. Here it pays to listen.
On Keener 13. We have another winner!
Bill, I was just contemplating whether or not to get out of bed this morning, and I heard the license number read over the radio, and I decided it's time to get up.
Hey, we have a third Michigan graduate in orbit. He's Mike Lasavage of Woodworth and Redford Township in orbit because he just won $187 on the Keener license plate game. Mike, what you going to do with the money?
I'm sure I can find a good use for it. I can pay off my car insurance with it.
What about the rest of it?
I'll put it in the bank.
Why not? Mike's now a banker.
Take it from Keener 13, men. Wives can be beautiful. Now, Mrs. Mattis was overheard saying to Mr. Mattis,
call this number right away. They called our license number on the air, and I said, what are you talking about? I've never seen her so excited since we've been married.
See what I mean? Another lucky license winner on Keener 13.
This is Richard E. Mattis, and I am the winner of $139 in Keener's Lucky License.
Oh, wives can be beautiful.
I've never seen her so excited since we've been married.
Oh, hi there, Lucky License fans. This is J. Michael Wilson, and with me is Glenn Davis, recent winner of $238 on the Keener Lucky License Fun Game. Tell us, Glenn, what were you doing when you won the money?
What, is it going to be on the radio?
Yeah, it'll be over the radio, Glenn. Tell me, what were you doing when you won the money?
Been on the couch eating.
I see. Well, $238 is a lot of money, Glenn. What are you going to do with that $238, Glenn?
What, is it going to be over the radio?
I hope so, if we ever get it done. Glenn, what are you going to do with all that money?
I don't know for sure yet.
I see. Well, listen, Glenn, if you'd just be so kind as to read this little thing we have typed up here.
I'll be on radio, then.
Yeah, if you'll just read it, Glenn.
What time?
Just read it right now, Glenn.
Hi, this is Glenn Davis of Wayne, Michigan. Happy to announce I'm $238 richer on account of Keener Lucky License.
Okay, that's fine, Glenn, and may you and your $238 live happily ever after. And
I'll be on radio, then.
Yeah, I'm afraid you will.
From the WKNR Music Guy. Here's Keener hit number one
right now.
This is Inspector Keene. Would you come into my office, please?
You call me, Chief?
Yes, I did. Sit down. I understand this guy Dick Purton on Keener 13 is kind of tearing up the city, and I want you to get him on a 13 if you can.
You got a lead?
I understand he's been fooling around with the Melvindale Mashers. Get him, bring him in. Your name is Purton, Richard, right?
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
Shut up and sit down. I understand you're guilty of hilarious entertainment in this city on Keener, is that right?
You never pinned that rap on me!
Well, we'll see now. You're free to go this time, but no more bad reports, okay?
You slay me!
Think he's a nut. You find out yourself. In the morning, on Keener. Inspector Keene, I just want to ask you a few questions about a big fellow on Keener they call Jerry Goodwin. Have you seen him?
Sure, I seen him.
Well, could you tell
sure,
me?
Sure, I seen him.
Would you,
sure, I seen him.
I gather you've seen him. Could you tell me if he's quite as good looking as the housewives tell me he is?
Well, he was, you know, he had...
Well, aren't any distinguishing marks?
One big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead.
Now, this is interesting. I've got to see this for myself.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
And at noontime, during the week on Keener 1-3. Big bloodshot eye, huh? Jerry Goodwin on Keener. Got another one for you this time. Pick up Scotty Riggins, Poopy the Bird.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Well, I don't know. He flies and he makes noise. I understand he even makes commercials, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to talk to him about that.
8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured.
By Poopy?
He breathed fire on me. He banged me already.
Scotty Riggins, Poopy the Bird, on Keener 13. Nightly at 7. Yes, this Keene speaking. I understand you have a complaint. Is that true?
Yeah, I got a complaint. It's this guy, Jim Jeffries. He's keeping me awake all night.
Next door neighbor, father-in-law?
No. He's on the radio. WKNR.
Oh, these Keene men are going to drive me nuts. Farrell,
you call me, Chief?
Yeah, sit down a minute. Jeffries, 1 to 5 a.m., is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Key music all night long and a little bit of humor, too, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Enough to keep a guy wide awake all night long?
Yeah.
Is that all you can say? Is yeah, yeah?
Yeah.
It's Inspector Keene again. I understand you got a complaint about the J. Michael Wilson show. You heard it last night, is that right?
It was terrible.
I see. Well, could you tell me exactly what it was?
Who are you?
I'm Inspector Keene, and I've had several complaints about the J. Michael Wilson show and that mouse of his.
Mm-hmm.
This must be your son here, is that right?
Yeah.
Exactly what's your complaint now about the Wilson show?
It was terrible.
I know you've told me that already. Say, Wilson, come in here, please.
Yes, sir.
I just want to talk to you about your show. You're on the air from 10 until 1, is that right?
It's about the size of it.
I don't know what the complaints are exactly, but I want you to get yourself shaped up, okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
Good. I heard the J. Michael Wilson show the other night myself. It was terrible.
When Keener told Mrs. Evelyn Franks that her son Terry had just won WKNR's prize power pack, she said,
"You're pulling a joke of some world, goodness."
What will you say? When Keener told Michael Quinn of Detroit that he was a winner in WKNR's prize power pack, he said,
I won.
And his mom said,
Wow.
What will you say? When Keener told Julia Zimmerman that she'd won the WKNR prize power pack, actually, she told us,
I won a car TV.
And we said, yes, you did. And she said,
oh, my God.
What will you say? When Keener told Karen Hoberman of Oak Park that she was a winner in the WKNR Prize Power Pack, she said,
oh, you're kidding!
I kid you not!
I don't believe it!
What will you say?
Hey, Teddy Clark.
Hey, Bobby.
Happy birthday to you.
Time again.
Yes, it is. Fourth birthday at Keener. You know what's happening.
We are not getting presents this year. We are
giving them away. That's right.
Tell them what.
Sony TVs and lots of things. Listen.
Birthday. Birthday. Keener says, come on and see how you can win a groovy Sony TV.
Hello. Yeah, Barry. Another two bars, and we'll have to pay royalties. Okay, kid. It's Keener 1-3.
It's 2.
No, Keener 1-3.
It's not Keener. It's 2.
1-3 on the dial.
I know it's 2.
Call it Keener 1-3.
I know you call it.
That'd be 1-2-3.
Keener is 2.
2 what?
It's 2 years old.
Oh, you mean his second birthday.
Last year was 1.
Yeah, well, with Keener 1-3.
It's Keener 1-3, but it's 2.
Second birthday.
Don't you understand?
Well, it can't be Keener 2.
It's very simple.
There's no such place in the dial as 2. It's Keener 1-3.
Yeah, but it's
his second birthday.
It's our second birthday.
I see.
Don't you understand? Why do you always sit next to me in this bus?
Keener 13.
The station with Purton,
Clark,
Goodwin,
Green,
Regan,
Wilson,
Jeffrey,
Cannon,
and company.
Keener 13.
Oh, I gotcha.
Gee, what are you doing, Bobby?
Well, if you really want to know what I'm doing, I'll be very glad to tell you. Hey, I'm looking for a turkey with a wishbone that's a fine, and I'll decorate it nicely so the money will be mine.
What money, Bob?
Well, listen, all you do is decorate the wishbone for your Thanksgiving turkey, see?
Yeah?
And the five most original each win $113 cash from WKNR. All entries must be received by November the 30th.
Well, just a minute. Let me help you.
Wait a minute.
That's how you do it.
Hey, what are you doing in that four wishbone?
What am I doing? I'm getting all set up for the WKNR wishbone contest.
Oh, what's that?
It's banjo, of course.
No, I mean that thing you got in your hand there.
Oh, that's bone. How you like it? That's my finished product there. That's my wishbone.
Oh, my, that's beautiful. What are you going to do with it now?
Well, I'm decorating. See, and I sent in to WKNR Box 1300, Detroit 31. The five most original each win $113 cash from Keener.
Oh, I bet you all entries going to be in by November 30th.
How'd you know that?
I got it up here, boy.
Abu Banaba, have you heard the news?
What is that, Abdullah?
Keener is having a Daffy Dusties contest.
Really? When does it start?
It starts on Monday. You win $5 for guessing names of old songs.
Goody, I like to listen to old songs.
Abu Banaba.
Yes, what is it?
You sound like you're losing your accent.
Listen, don't give me no aggravation, will you, buddy?
Keener's Daffy Dusties start Monday.
Attention, Detroit. Be on the lookout for these men. Swingin' Sweeney, Robin Seymour, Jerry Goodwin, Gary Stevens, Bobby Green, Bill Phillips. These men are wanted by seven other Detroit radio stations.
Here's a wish from all the Keener key men of music.
Hi, this is Dick Purton.
And Ted Clark.
Hello there, this is Jerry Goodwin.
Hi, this is Bob Green.
Hi, this is Scott Regan.
Howdy, J. Michael Wilson.
Hello, Steve Robbins.
Dave Forster.
Hi there, this is Bob Harper.
And our wish for you, may 1968 be the year all your dreams come true. From all the guys at Keener 13.
Happy New Year!
How well do you remember the music of summers past? What are your memories of the summer of 62, 64, or last summer? The great songs, the things you were doing, the people who meant so much to you when a certain song was popular. Keener 13 rekindles those warm summer memories and gives you an hourly chance to win Keener cash at the same time. Relive the songs of the warm summers of your life with WKNR Summer Reruns starting Monday. Cherish is the word I used to
describe. The music and memories of Detroit in the summer with WKNR Summer Reruns.
There you go. So you get out on the beach, right?
Yeah.
And you spread out this beach blanket, and you get your portable radio.
You listen to KNR Summer Reruns.
Yeah.
All bit great.
Right. And the girls really flock away.
Now, listen. Here's the WKNR Summer Rerun for this hour.
WKNR, Scott Regan, it's 9:36.
WKNR Summer Reruns. Music of warm summers past.
And on the line to play is Diane Tossin of Dearborn Heights. Hi, Diane, how are you?
Just fine.
That's good. You all set to test your musical memory?
Yeah.
All right, Diane, you nervous?
Yes, very much.
Are you really? Yeah, well, I'll keep you on your toes. It was June of 1965, and the following song was a big hit for $23. Diane, tell me the name of this WKNR Summer Rerun. Okay, Diane, what do you think it is?
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. By the Birds?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to change your mind?
No.
Diane, you got it! You got it!
Oh, my goodness!
Congratulations!
Oh, thank you!
You're welcome!
Oh.
And thank you for listening to WKNR, and congratulations. We'll send you $23 to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next hour, we got new jackpot.
Capturing all the excitement that is Hollywood. WKNR proudly announces the first Detroit premiere of the Golden Award movie.
Are you guys sleeping down there? We need help.
If we're brought in on 2-2, there'll be a broken airplane and a lot of dead people.
You can win a filmdom fortune when the box office opens Monday for WKNR's Golden Award movie.
There's much, much more.
Standing by, quiet on the set.
On the line this hour, Alfonso Fuller of Detroit. How you doing, Alfonso?
Oh, pretty good.
We have $83 in the building jackpot. That amount of money can be yours if you can identify the film the following soundtrack comes from. You ready?
Yeah.
Lights, camera, action.
That's enough. You should have let me prepare myself for a thing like this.
Alfonso, do you have an answer?
The Odd Couple.
The Odd Couple. No, I'm sorry. It wasn't The Odd Couple, but thanks for calling, Alfonso.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
We'll add $5 to the jackpot. Next hour, we'll play WKNR's Golden Award movie.
Don't miss 1 second of all those hits from the Beehive in Rochester.
The Busy Bee.
Have you ever wanted to write a song? Well, here's your chance.
WKNR will pay you $1,000 if your set of words is chosen the best by WKNR and Motown Record Corporation.
But here's the best part. Along with the $1,000, the words you write will be set to music, published, and recorded by one of Motown's top artists, such as Edwin Starr, Gladys Knight of the Pips,
The Marvelettes, Rare Earth,
Marvin Gaye, or Stevie Wonder. It depends upon the words you write.
Each hour, Keener will read a few words of a verse sent in by a WKNR listener. Each verse read on the air becomes eligible for the big $1,000 prize.
Mail your words to WKNR Words, Box 1300, Detroit 48231.
All entries become the property of WKNR and cannot be returned.
Entries must be postmarked no later than midnight, August 28th.
Your words set to music and performed by a top Motown group plus $1,000 cash from WKNR.
You'll remember this.
Those words could win you
$1,000. Be set to music. Published, performed, and recorded by a top Motown artist. Mail
That's right. Judy Hashin of Riverview is the winner in the WKNR Words Contest.
That was October. Now, here is the complete song. Lyrics by Judy Hashin. Music by Motown. Stevie Wonder singing, I've Got to Find Him.
Honey, I'm sorry that I had to go. But there's something about me that you didn't know. When I was young, I father...
Deposited in a bank, somewhere in the Western Hemisphere, a $1,000 check waits for you in the WKNR Secret City. If you correctly identify the Secret City, we'll take you there to cash the check. WKNR will fly you and a companion first class to our secret city for a fun-filled dream weekend of sightseeing and check cashing. Listen starting Friday for clues to help you identify the WKNR secret city.